Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time to grab your favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's see what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And as always, we will begin by introducing ourselves. So now it is time for you to find out about the magical DC Love.
Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning. Happy anniversary.
I'd like to say, yes, happy four-year friendship on Facebook. Oh, my goodness. Has it been 4 years?
I guess so.
My goodness. Yes, right? Oh, goodness. I've got little Jackson in the background there, and he's tumbling over things. He hit on me, Barbara. He was underneath the chair, and there was a cover over the chair, and I was running around the house looking. I couldn't find him.
Oh,
so he was hiding under the chair with the cover. Oh, my goodness. I think he just gave me about 6 gray hair, Barbara. But I just want to, you know what, I do also have I have 6 grandkids in total. And I have to say, recently, 2 of my other grandsons had come to visit. And Xavier is 7 and Damien is 5. And somehow a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old got on the subject of girlfriends, Barbara. And Damien, the 5-year-old, said to Xavier, "Xavier, if you find a good girl, you better marry her." And he was really adamant about it. You better marry her. And then his mom, you know, asked, "Well, what about you, Damien? Don't you want to get married? Your wife will take care of you." And then he said, "Why get married? I've got you to take care of me." So I love being around kids. It's always something different. It's always something new. You never know what to expect, Barbara. But I want to, you know what, on your website, I'm going to read what is there about me. DC Love is a natural-born psychic, medium, channeler, healer, and empath. She communicates with loved ones who have passed over, as well as the angels and ascendant masters. She has a diverse background in karate, kung fu, law enforcement, and private investigation. She is currently studying Reiki and other spiritual matters. She is a wife, a mother, a grandmother, and her mission is to help people in a loving way. And it is so true. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Well, thank you, DC.
Thank you, Barbara.
Sure. Well, I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds, a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, and a spiritual healer. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with, and a session with me is a safe place where nothing is judged. You can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and you'll find Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website. So that's one of the ways that you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. I've posted lots of things that may just be what you are looking for. Okay, now it is time for us to hear messages. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, the first thing I have, Barbara, is a little prayer that I was guided to read to everyone. And it is entitled, "Today is the day that I live with all my might." A reminder from the angels, and it was written by Jody Harvala. "Today is the day to live with all my might. I grab the life from deep within. The sun shines in the morning to show me the way. We live, we walk, we choose, we step. We have a choice in each day of our life. Grab onto the light and hold on with all your might. Grab onto the light and never let it go. Shine your light as bright as it can be. Choose each word with kindness and respect. Today is the day that I live with all my might. Inspired action is the key in each choice we create. Today is the day that I live with all my might. Let life flow and let your angels in. Allow a peaceful place deep within your soul. Today is the day that I live with all my might. The angels ask to let them in. Won't you let them come and play? grab onto this day. Today is the day that I live with all my might. And I thought that was really, really cute. The next thing that I have is a little message. Always count your blessings and look ahead to the new chapters of your life that are waiting to be written. God has seen you through every day of your life and will continue to be with you. Start each day by giving thanks instead of complaining, counting your blessings instead of your problems, and always choosing to be grateful. Praise God and be open to all the miracles that are coming your way, as well as health, happiness, prosperity, and abundance. Thank God for each new day consciously and consistently, recognizing and appreciating all the good things that maybe we take for granted. Pay it forward to others and expect nothing in return. Love and accept yourself just the way you are. Live more, smile more, dream big, and never forget how fortunate you truly are. May light, peace, and love, as well as true bliss, be yours today, tomorrow, and always. As you go forth on your journey, embrace all the possibilities and miracles that are waiting to happen. And as the pages of one chapter of your life close and the lines of another are waiting to be written, just take a moment, pause, and reflect on all the good that God has bestowed upon you. Prepare for everything wonderful that 2018 is going to bring, as well as the blessings that will be yours throughout this beautiful year. May we cherish our family, our friends, embrace our faith more fully, and also thank the Lord for everything that he has done in our life and will continue to do. May he renew the hope in our hearts, allowing our spirit to soar beyond the stars, filling us with peace and knowledge of his love once again. Have a very blessed 2018. I love you, Jesus. And with that being said, Jesus would like to connect with us right now. So what I'd like to ask is that you just get comfortable where you are, close your eyes, and imagine that you're sitting with Jesus. Choose a place that brings peace and joy to you. You sit down, and Jesus sits beside you. He turns towards you, and you notice how happy he is. This is a time that you spend just with him. He says, "Hello, beloved. I am so happy to be with you today. You could always talk with me, and I'm always here to listen. Please, give me all your worries and your cares. Why not have a heartfelt conversation? And don't be afraid to speak about what's on your mind. All you have to do is speak from your heart." On this morning, he asks each of us to think about the new beginnings that are coming. And think about what the year ahead is, you know, going to have in store for us. And he asks that we make the most of our days as we live our life with Jesus by our side. He asks us to look back on the previous year with appreciation and to look ahead with anticipation as we celebrate God's grace. Jesus also asks that we reflect on our accomplishments as well as things that may have not worked out for us during the past year and even the missed opportunities, the mistakes, and to move ahead with faith and confidence, knowing that we may not be perfect, assuring us that we are still a work in progress. With Jesus by our side, anything is possible. He asks that we take time to show love to our family and friends, learn to give and receive love, and to express our love in as many ways as we truly can. Jesus asks that we start each day with his love and to bring love wherever it is needed most. He wants each of us to move ahead with confidence in 2018 and to renew our spirits, bringing hope to our hearts as we pursue our passion and joy. He asks us to think about every aspect of our life and to be excited for what the new year holds. This is a beautiful new year. We're only in the first pages of 2018. And to pray each day and walk by faith and to increase our trust in his power and willingness to provide for our future. And before we can truly move forward, Jesus reminds us to put the past behind us and also to forgive others and ourselves so that we may truly have a happy and blessed 2018. Jesus asks us to put our hands now in his hands. He is reaching out to each one of us with his love, telling us that whatever has happened in the past must remain where it belongs. What do you need as we speak? Are there any burdens that are weighing you down? Tell me what is in your heart. I will bless you with that which is for your highest good. I am so pleased that we have such a beautiful relationship. Tell me about all your joy. Give me all that saddens you. I'm with you. Please tell me everything. Ask for help. I am here now, and I do want to help you. Sit with me for a moment. Let me know all you can. I'd love to hear about your hopes. I'd love to hear about your dreams. Now take a moment and sit personally with Jesus, and please let him know what's on your mind. Okay. You could sit longer if you need to. That's fine. And Jesus, you know, tells each of us, I hope that you've enjoyed our time together. And know that each of you can come back and spend time with me whenever you'd like, because I'm going to be here waiting. I love you, my beloved children. We thank Jesus for the time that we had with him today. And we look back in appreciation of all that we have been given. And we look ahead with anticipation for God's grace in 2018. And Jesus asks that we start anew and be prepared for all the blessings that this beautiful new year is bringing. Remember that God is our strength and our foundation. Enjoy the gift of each new day with God's love in your soul. May 2018 be filled with God's grace and blessings, and may he continue to bless and strengthen you in this upcoming year. And Jesus waves goodbye for now, saying, I love you. And Barbara, those are my messages for today.
Well, thank you, DC. And now here is what Jesus wants to say through me. Here we go. Beloved ones, you are learning about who you are. And the truth of who you are may actually surprise you as you learn more and more about what is not true. You have all kinds of beliefs that you've created about yourself, about your life, about the people in your life, about the things in your life, and you have decided that these beliefs are true, that these beliefs are important. That is why when someone does something to something that you value, something that you decided is a part of you, you get outraged, you get offended, you get angry, you feel hurt. You have all of this emotional impact over a thing. Well, you are also going to learn how to release yourself from these things that you used to think were so important. How to let go of the importance of things and actually value you. And to value yourself more than anyone or anything else. And no, we are not saying you are going to become this self-centered person who is always looking in the mirror to make sure that you are perfectly in alignment with the idea of beauty in the world. It's not that kind of love. In fact, that's not even actually love. That's fear. What I'm talking about is accepting yourself. 100% accepting yourself. Exactly as you are. You may not be a supermodel. You may just be a soccer mom. You may be a business executive. You may be anything that you choose to be. But learning to accept yourself 100% is one of the keys to your happiness. It's one of the keys to making the world a better place. Because the more you are able to accept yourself, the more you're able to accept others. And to allow them to be whomever it is that they are being without you needing to fix them. So this is a year when you will learn more and more about who you truly are and how to let go of the beliefs that no longer suit you, that no longer bring you any good in your life, that no longer make this world a better place. This will be a year of great transitions for so many of you. And we look forward to working with you as you are going through these changes, as you are opening up to who you are, as you are becoming more and more of the truth of your existence. We love you. And don't worry, we will make this transition as easy on you as possible. But remember, the important clue is don't fight it. because it's in fighting it that you create so much drama and trauma in your own life. You will change. Everyone will. It is part of the destiny of your world. So don't fight it. Embrace it. And allow yourself to become who you are deep within. We love you. Okay.
Awesome message, Barbara. Thank you.
Yes. Okay, so we have come to the part of our show where we take questions from callers. So if you have called in and you have not pressed the number 1 so that the little icon appears on my studio, please do so we'll know that you have a question. If you are logged into the chat room, and the chat room is working, yay, you can ask a question there. Just type it in, and I will get to you. So we will now go to caller from area code 410. Hi, who's this?
This is Kathy. Good morning. Happy New Year.
Good morning, Kathy. Happy 2018.
Yeah, I was hoping to get a message.
Know you. I hope it's going to be an awesome year for you, hon.
I'm just thinking that it will be, and I was hoping to get a message for 2018.
Awesome. That's a great way to start the year. I think you're very smart, right, Barbara?
Yes, definitely.
Awesome. Well, you've come to the right place.
Good.
So, Kathy, have you been releasing the past? Because I'm getting maybe you're holding on to a little bit that maybe is, you know, from the past year or years. And it's time to release everything, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know what it is, ask your angels, you know, to help you to see what it is that you're holding on to. But this is a time to, like I said, to release everything that no longer serves you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting the word success around you. So you're very charming and you're enthusiastic. And you're really creative. And, Kathy, the angels say that you've got this beautiful, magnetic personality, and they see you as a leader. So, I mean, that's a great, you know, a great bunch of qualities to have to take it through 2018. And my dog, Ginger's coming forward, and she's saying that you may get some money that you didn't expect, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what is it that you love to do, Kathy? Because this is the time, you know, 2018, to really connect with you and what you love to do. Do you have any kind of hobbies? Are you artistic? Because I'm getting, you know, when you figure out what it is that you love to do, you're going to find that it's going to help you in other areas of your life, even career.
I'm very artistic. I dabble in everything. I make wreaths, jewelry. I take stuff and recreate it.
You know what? I'm getting that's going to bring you money, is those beautiful things that you just described, okay? This is going to be a year of great personal growth for you, okay? And everything you do is like a labor of love, and you are going to be paid, you know, for these beautiful creations of yours, Kathy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just, you know, enjoy what you're doing. Like I said, you're going to have financial rewards, and think about, like, the big picture, you know, long term and everything. And I'm just, like I said, I'm saying you're doing what you love, and I do see, like, money coming your way. Okay. And I'd also, are you in a relationship?
Married, yeah.
Okay. Because I'm just getting, you know, don't give up on those you love. If there's something that has been going on or whatever, you know, this is going to be the year that relationships really deepen, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting the word forgiveness. It could be, you know, a friendship relationship, or it could be, you know, a loved one. But there's some kind of relationship that you have that forgiveness is needed, Kathy, okay?
Okay.
So you may have to think about that for a little while, but that's okay. So think about that, and like I said, the word forgiveness comes up. Okay, and I just want to see here. The angels are showing me. Okay. And I'm getting the word fear around you, Kathy. There's something that's like, I don't know, there's like, that gives you a little bit of fear. Like, it, when you think about it, you get a little bit overwhelmed. Maybe it's, you know, financial issues. But something, you know, is making you anxious. And the angels are saying, when you get feeling like that, just, you know, think about something good. Think about a good thought. And then you'll see that will pass, okay? Okay, but I am getting, you may get actually, didn't you say, when I said money, I meant money. Like, you may even get like a windfall of money, Kathy. This is a great cycle for you. You're in a, you know, a beautiful cycle. There's going to be fortunate changes. You can have a little bit more freedom. I don't know if you've considered partnerships, but that also may be, you know, something to consider. Okay.
I think the fear comes from retiring in this next year.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know what? You've been focusing on different things, Kathy, and different things, and those are going to become a reality for you. You're going to have great news. This is going to be a magnificent new beginning for you, and you're going to, you know, be embarking on like sort of like the unknown, but it's going to be exciting. It's going to be filled with so much, you know, to look forward to, and I'm getting prosperity and accomplishments. So have you been inviting little Kathy out to play? Have you been, like, nurturing that beautiful inner child?
Not enough.
Okay, well, Kathy is saying, come on, Kathy, let's play. You've been neglecting me. You're making me sad.
Yeah.
Play with her, you know? So when you have the time, play with little Kathy, and you're going to see how that is going to set the ball in motion, okay?
Mm-hmm. I'm taking a little vacation in a couple of weeks, so I'll be with
awesome.
Her.
Awesome. Beautiful. That sounds amazing. And just know, hon, that you are always watched over. You're always safe, okay? Your loved ones in heaven are watching over you, the angels, the ascended masters, your guides, your guardians. So, you know, the message here is just please relax. And this is going to help to reduce your stress level, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting, you know, like, I don't know if you meditate enough, but you're getting a lot of divine messages, Kathy, so I don't even know if you're realizing, okay?
Yeah. I probably don't meditate enough.
Well, you know what, even if you're just sitting quietly, there's so many different ways to meditate. But just keep hope for 2018. It's going to be magnificent for you.
Okay?
Uh-huh. The future is filled with, you know, with everything good. And if you have any worries or any insecurities, any cares, any fear, give it to God. Give it to the, you know, give it to the angels. And you're going to see how, you know, everything looks so much brighter, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Learn to enjoy each moment, Kathy, because each moment, you know, is all we have. So just, you know, give thanks for what's going on in this moment. And you're going to find reasons to be joyful because in every situation, there are opportunities to find blessings, okay? And when you are happy, you inspire so many others to really transform, you know, their sorrow into pure bliss, okay? So whatever's going on right now, like you said, maybe about retiring or whatever, choose the path of joy, okay? And then you're going to see how everything just, you know, seems so much brighter, Kathy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me just see. Okay. So 2018, from where I, like, am looking at it, from what the angels have shown me, looks really cool. It looks really good. And I have the angel of success, and she's flying by, and she's saying, Kathy, I'm here just for you. And you're going to have success in so many different ways, okay?
Okay.
So, I mean, success means different things to me than it does to you or Barbara. Everybody has their own definition of success. And the angel of success is going to help you and to figure out really what it means to you and then to reach your goals, Kathy, okay?
Okay.
So just invite this beautiful angel in, you know, and know that you can change the definition of success at any time. It doesn't have to have just one meaning, okay?
Yes.
Okay, so the message that she has before she leaves is she's saying, Kathy, I believe in you and I want you to believe in yourself. Okay? And you're going to see that everything that is coming is going to be even more than you could have dreamed of, Kathy. It's going to be amazing.
Okay.
Okay? So just think about what it is that you would love to do, you know, your dreams and your goals, and, you know, have a conversation with this beautiful angel of success. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to see how everything starts, like, really moving in the direction that you want it to go. Okay? You may wake up one morning and say, oh, my goodness, why didn't I think of that sooner, you know? And if that happens, what? That's the angel of success, and you're finally listening, okay?
Okay.
So that's what I have for you. I have, like I said, beautiful new beginnings. There's going to be, you know, adventure. There's going to be surprise. It's just going to be like a beautiful year for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I would look forward to like 2018, okay?
Yeah, I feel like that from 2017, what a difference 2018
yes.
will be. Yeah.
Yes. So the one thing to hold on to is do what you love and the money's going to follow, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, and thank you for calling in, and happy 2018.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Kathy, here is what Jesus wants to say to you. Beloved one, we want you to look forward to retirement. We know that for so long retirement meant go home and die to so many people, but that is not what it means for you. It means that you are moving forward in your own life. You are creating what your soul is crying out for. You get to live as you choose. It's your opportunity to stand in your power, to be seen, to make a difference in the world by proclaiming loudly, I am here, and this is what I have to offer. You will find that there will be many people who will want to work with you, to enjoy the endeavors that you are going to be taking, to opening up to the beauty that is within you and within the world. We see 2018 as being an absolutely marvelous year for you. We see so many wonderful things coming into your life. We do not see this retirement as anything you should ever be afraid of. It is a stepping stone to your greatness, so embrace it as such. There are wonderful, incredible, marvelous things coming into your life. Do not ever doubt that you deserve more. We hope that you will embrace this year and move forward on your path and become a greater version of who you are now. We love you. Okay, that's what he wanted to
say.
Thank
you. That's beautiful, both messages.
Sounds like you're going to be busy.
Sounds that way. That's good.
Yes, it is. Okay, Kathy, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, our next caller is from area code 330. Hi, who's this?
This is Kim.
Hi, Kim. What can we do for you today?
Just was wondering what kind of messages I have for 2018 also, because the end of 2017 has been really challenging for me. I lost a pet in November, and from that day on, everything just seems to be one big challenge for me. So I'm hoping that things turn around.
Okay, let's see what we get for you.
Hi, Kim. I'm so sorry, you know, to hear of your loss.
Thank you.
I know what it's like. Our dog Ginger, she transitioned not this July, but last July, and it's not the same, you know. But we do have a beautiful,
yeah.
You know, we have a beautiful little girl here, you know, Callie now, and she's Ginger sent her, and she's just amazing. And what was the name of your pet, honey?
Autumn.
Autumn? Oh, that's a beautiful name.
She's a calico.
Okay. Because I'm getting Mom, I'm not so far away. You know, I'm here with you. I'm right here with you, Mom. I don't know if you feel her presence around you. Do you sometimes, like, look, like, out the corner of your eye and you see Autumn? Because she's been with you, hon.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's there. And she's saying, Mom, I'm watching over you. The angels are watching over you. And she wants you to know that, and she sends you so much love. And she said, you know, I'm not up in the sky. I'm right there. I'm with you. Okay? And she's also talking about, you know, like when the weather permits, she'd love to just, you know, like take a nice little walk with you, you know? And she wants you to, like, to play with her as well. Okay? She wants to have a little fun with you, hon, is what she's telling me. Okay? And she's saying, you know, she realizes, you know, how hard it is, and she's sorry she had to go, but she's saying, Mom, I'm always near you. You know I'm here, and don't, you know, let anybody tell you otherwise. You know it's me. You know it is. Okay? So it's not your imagination. Mm-hmm. Just know that Autumn is with you, hon, and she's just saying, Mom, you know, I love you. Okay? She's saying, just know that. I love you, and I'm always here, and she's, you know, she's singing the song, Don't Worry, Be Happy, okay?
Okay.
And she's, you know, letting you know that, you know, God and the angels are there for you. If you need, you know, help and stuff, surrender anything that you're holding on to them, hon, okay?
Okay.
Is what she's showing me. Okay, let's see now. Okay, I'm getting that you're having a beautiful healing, Kim, on so many different levels as we are connecting today. Okay? The angels are showing me, you know, there's angels around you. I see Jesus. I see Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, your guides, your guardians, Autumn. And Autumn is saying, Mom, you know, expect to be healed. You know, each day, you know, gets a little bit easier. You know, but she's saying, I'm still with you. You know, if you want to, you know, just think of me or call my name. I'll be with you in that second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So she wants you to know that. Okay. So what I'm getting, okay, I don't know, are you working presently?
I have a business.
Okay.
Which has become very challenging.
Okay, because there may be something else coming. I don't know if it's part-time or even full-time. But I'm getting there might be, like, a new job coming your way. Because I'm getting, like, sort of, have you been thinking about, like, you know, doing something a little different possibly?
Yeah, I've
I'm getting, like, obstacles and
I've been
difficulties.
Questioning, yes, yes.
Okay, so
absolutely.
I'm getting possibly him through a friend, something may come your way, okay? And I'm getting the word miracle around you. Trust, you know, that Jesus has the perfect solution to what you're going through, okay? And, you know, you can't see it presently, but you've got to just, you know, you've got to trust in his infinite wisdom, okay? And Mother Mary is saying, a miracle is manifesting and it has your name on it, okay? And it probably will come to you in a way that you did not expect, Kim, okay? Mother Mary is holding you in her beautiful heavenly embrace, and she's saying, my beloved child, you can lean upon me, especially in the times where you feel like you can't go on, where you feel like, you know, this is it, I can't do anymore. She's saying, know that we are always with you, okay? And Mother Mary, the angels, Jesus, they're going to give you the guidance that you need, and you're going to see how your miracle does manifest. Okay? So
okay.
Jesus is saying all you have to do is ask for my help and guidance. Okay? And he's there with you. And he asked Kim that you please have faith in, you know, God's miracles of love. Okay? And Jesus loves you and he loves everyone the same. Okay? And just...
Okay.
I'm getting like, do you sit and meditate? Because that would really be helpful.
I try.
Okay, even if you sit quietly and you ask a question, you know, a simple question, notice how your body reacts, okay? Sometimes we get what's called like little angel bumps on your skin, and that means everything is falling into place, okay? So just sit quietly with your eyes closed and just start to breathe deeply and put your entire focus upon the sounds of your heartbeat. And your breath, and you'll notice how they slow down. Then you can ask questions and listen to the answers that come to you through feelings and visions and thoughts. And ask ask the angels to send you signs to validate like what you've heard as well. Okay? So please have faith in yourself have faith in 2018. Like I said, I do see something coming your way. And you've just got to have a little bit more patience, okay? And you've got to let go of the past, Kim, because you are holding on to something from the past. And the future is so much more beautiful than the past, okay? And it's sort of like, you know, it's time to get a new story, Kim. The story that you tell about yourself and everything, it doesn't even really resonate with the beautiful energy that you have presently. You're ready to move forward. 2018 is a time for new adventure. It's a time for transforming yourself. You're like this beautiful, beautiful butterfly that you transform from this caterpillar. Okay? So we have Archangel Azrael coming and lovingly and compassionately walking with you through this period of transition. You're not alone. Okay? So if, Kim, if there's any emotions that you're feeling, please let them surface and feel them. And you could just bless them for the power to inform you, and then let it go. Embrace the new, you know, the new year, release the past, and, you know, we have to let go at times and just let God handle things. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Are you in a relationship with someone?
No.
Okay, would you consider being in a relationship? Because I'm getting you possibly may be.
No.
Okay, well, I'm just letting you know, it's up to you, it's your life, but I'm just letting you know that I sort of see, you know, someone coming your way, so you know what's coming. And I'm getting on another, you know, another subject like work and everything like that, is I'm getting the word success, Kim, okay?
Okay.
But you have what it takes to be successful. You really do. Okay, so if in fact, though, that you know, you're handed some kind of document or contract, please, you know, look it over. And if you don't understand it, have someone that does, like, look it over. And always listen to that intuition. And that's going to give you the guidance that you need. That's when you sit quietly and you listen to what your body is telling you. There is also something that you're fearing, Kim, and you've got to let go of it, okay? Your angels and your guides are with you. Autumn is with you. And I'm getting, you're getting messages as, you know, you're sleeping. And I don't know if you're even, like, realizing it.
No, I don't remember any messages. I ask for messages.
Do you have, like, a dream journal?
Please tell me what to do. But I don't remember anything when I wake up.
Okay. Well, you could start by asking, you know, at night, could you please let me remember my messages, and then have a dream journal bedside. And as soon as you awake, upon awakening, if there's anything you remember, you've got to write it down before you get out of bed, or chances are you're not going to remember it, okay?
Okay.
And, Kim, I'm getting that you're very psychic and you're very, you know, intuitive, and your gifts are coming in stronger and stronger and stronger. So you can call upon Archangel Haniel, and Archangel Haniel is going to help you to really develop your beautiful gifts, okay? And sort of help, like, put the pieces of the puzzle together. Because what you're going through now, you have, like, pieces of the puzzle, but you don't have the entire puzzle, correct? So Archangel Haniel is going to be there to help you, okay? And it's okay, you know, you're human. You know, at times you're worried, at times you feel uncertain. But everything is going to go your way, and Archangel Haniel is going to be the one that's going to help you with that. Okay, and I'm even getting, like I said, you know, messages from Autumn. You're getting messages from Autumn even as you're sleeping, you know? So,
well, I don't remember, but I hope so.
Oh, you are. And Archangel Haniel, you know, could help you, like, with those dreams that I talked about. And she's a beautiful angel, and she's associated, like, with the moon, and also, you know, in helping people to really develop their intuition and their psychic abilities. And all you have to do is call upon her, and she's going to help you to see things, you know, a little bit more clearly.
Mm-hmm.
So please look forward to 2018. There's so much good that's coming your way, hon.
Okay.
And I'm going to turn you over now to Barbara, and I thank you so very much for calling us today.
Thank you.
God bless you, hon.
Okay, Kim. Here's what Jesus wants to say to you. My beloved, You have built a box, and you have moved into that box, and you don't allow anything in that box. And that box is filled with sadness, aloneness, despair, grief. It's filled with things that you don't really want to experience, but you don't have a choice because it's in your box and you don't let it out. So I'm sending to you now a host of angels, and they are opening your box. They are taking away the lid and the walls and the floor and taking all of it away. And they are filling you with this beautiful divine love energy, this knowing that you are loved. You are always loved. Autumn is there with you. Autumn loves you. Autumn's love will never die. It is always there for you. They're helping you to open your heart, to stop living in that small contained space and pushing everything away for fear that you will care and it will leave. You don't want to be abandoned, and you are never abandoned. Death is not something that ends relationships. The spiritual part of each and every one of you continues forever. So the love that you have with Autumn will always be there. She is always with you, always, and that will never change. It is time for you to open your heart, to open your heart to yourself, to open your heart to the world, to open your heart to all of the varieties of love that are coming to you. And the more you are open to it, the more love and joy is going to come into your life. That is what this year can bring to you. Love, joy, happiness, beautiful relationships, knowing that you deserve it. And the angels are helping you accept all of this and to let go of the past, to remove the chain, and to give yourself the freedom to be alive right now. We love you. Okay, that's what he wanted to share, and that's what they're doing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So just spend some time breathing deeply and let it all happen, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Okay, and our next caller is from area code 443. Okay, that computer's doing weird things.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Karen.
Hello, Karen. What can we do for you today?
I've just been feeling really down the last few days. I'm not sure why. I'm the kind of person that I do it with my heart. I give a lot of love. Recently, I'm feeling that it's just not reciprocated. I know you're not supposed to have expectations, but sometimes that's hard to not have any.
Yes, I understand. Well, let's see what kind of messages they want to give for you. DC, are you there?
I'm here. Hello, Karen. God bless you, hon.
Hi.
You know what? I'm getting the angel of heart's desire is with you, okay? And you
mm-hmm.
are a beautiful person, and this angel wants to help, you know, you to make everything that you want to become your reality.
Okay.
There's going to be blessings coming your way. There's going to be rewards. You truly deserve it.
Thank you.
And the angel is saying, you know, it's 2018, my beloved. It is time. Invite this beautiful angel in, the angel of heart's desires, And she's a beautiful protective angel as well. She'll help to protect you. She's going to help to protect dreams. And sometimes, you know, I think, Karen, you resonate with some people, and they just, they're on a different path, and that's okay. They may not support you and encourage you, but you have a divine team that will.
Yeah, I just don't feel them as much as I like people in spirit.
And that you have to, you know, really think about is Karen, okay?
Right.
You're the most important person in your life. And you're right at the verge of manifesting, so make sure you're thinking about only what you're desiring, okay?
Right.
Karen, soul is leading you, the universe, you know, is waiting with abundance and going to send people to help you and to support you. And this beautiful angel of heart's desire works very closely with the angel of your dreams, okay? The angel of dreams, you know, knows the dreams that you have deep within,
mm-hmm.
knows your heart's deepest desires. And that's why they work very closely together. And life is magnificent. It's going to be filled with beautiful experiences. It's going to be filled with wonder. So focus, please, on you. That's the best thing that you can do, Karen, okay?
Right. I guess I'm just anxious for all this good stuff to begin.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's
good.
I'm not
feeling
it
yet.
Yes.
I know changes are coming, and they will be
good. You've got to spend, you know, a little time, if you can, each day, talking with the angels.
Okay.
Tell them what it is that you desire to manifest. You can talk to them after you get off the call, and they'll help you when you're feeling down, you're feeling, you know, discouraged. They'll help to lift you up and take you into, like, a more positive mindset. And you will have that positive expectation and say, yes, 2018 is going to be magnificent. And if you ask for signs, you're going to have signs come your way as well. And you're going to see how magnificent 2018 is going to be, Karen.
Okay.
So focus just on you, because you truly deserve all the good that's coming your way. And I'm seeing Archangel Michael coming in, and Archangel Michael is cutting cords, because there's some people that you've been connecting with, and they're sort of like sucking you dry, like energy-wise.
Mm-hmm.
As well, you're picking up on, like, you know, their negativity and their emotions. You're very empathic, Karen.
I know too much so at times.
The thing is, you've got to discern between what you feel and, you know, what they're feeling. And an easy way to do it is when I get like that, I say, Archangel Michael, if it's not mine, take it away.
Yeah, I've been told before that he's around me a lot.
He is. And he's asking you to just, you know, step back from negative situations or negative people.
Okay.
That will truly help you. You are protected, Karen. There's forces that are so amazingly strong around you. You have a divine team, and you have more angels coming in 2018. You are safe.
Okay.
There's nothing to fear. Your higher self does know that as you connect with all your beautiful, you know, your divine team.
Mm-hmm.
So please call on Archangel Michael when you feel that you need protection, and trust in the universe and know there is nothing to fear. Surround yourself with Michael's full blue light. And I'm getting, Karen, you know, 2018 is your year. Please make a wish, okay?
Okay. I'm not fearful. It's just that I give so much. Sometimes I'd like to have close to that come back. Does that make sense?
Okay. Well, just, we have Archangel Metatron coming forward, and he's asking you to believe in yourself, Karen, please.
Okay.
Listen to your heart, and whatever it is that brings you joy, do that. You're starting
right.
a new path in 2018, Karen. It's not going to be like 2017. It's filled with excitement and beautiful things. There's going to be opportunities galore. It's truly unlimited, but you've got to believe in yourself, and you've got to believe in your dreams. And
okay.
all you have to do is take one step, and then the angels will guide you. They're going
okay.
to send people, like in physical form, to come and help you as well.
Yeah, maybe that's what I need, because the current people, I hate to say letting me down, but kind of.
Well, Archangel Michael is saying, you know, release that, Karen. It doesn't serve you, okay? You've got to, you know, think of something more uplifting, and you've got to think about, you know, your beautiful path that stands before you.
Okay, I'll get back to that.
That you talk about, they don't match your beautiful vibration. So Archangel Michael, he can help you vacuum away all that negativity, okay?
Okay.
And you've got to say, you know, Archangel Michael, I do release my attachment to this outcome because this is so draining. And then you'll have time to make clearer, beautiful plans for 2018.
Okay.
And all the energy that you think, you know, that you're thinking about these people, you're just wasting your energy. It's not good, Karen, okay?
Okay.
Follow your heart and do what you love, and you're very psychic, and you're going to get a lot of, you know, messages.
All right. I hope so.
Okay. You have one of the most beautiful hearts and the most biggest hearts of, you know, people that I've known. And you too are very psychic and intuitive, and when you get that information, really take it to heart, okay?
Okay.
God bless you, hon. Happy 2018. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, Karen, here's what Jesus wants to say to you. My beloved one, you are taking things upon yourself that you do not need to take upon yourself. It is wonderful that you are being of assistance to others, but when you take that idea of being of assistance and make it part of you, make their reactions part of you, then you are actually setting yourself up for the disappointment, for the feeling that they don't care, that they don't value you, that they don't appreciate you, because you have taken what you've done, this heartless of love, and you have turned it into something that has all of these strings attached that you go back and check on. And that is what makes you unhappy. When you are doing acts of kindness, acts of love for others, once you do them, you let them go. There are no strings attached. There are no checking to make sure that they've shown the appropriate appreciation. If it's coming from your heart, there is nothing attached. When you let go of the attachments that you have to the things that you've done, then you will let go of all of the negative emotions that are being generated, because people will never respond the way you expect them to. And they hardly ever, ever do what you want them to. They have the free will to do what they choose to do, not what you have decided is important for them to do. So stop attaching these things to you, and you no longer need to feel any negative emotion concerning any of it. You can simply give from your heart, just to give from your heart, and feel the joy of giving, and stay in that joy no matter what the outcome is. And that is how you are truly living from your heart. We are with you, and we are always giving you messages. We are always supporting you, comforting you. We want you to open up your heart to accepting what we give to you. Life is not about you always giving to other people. It's also important for you to receive. It has to be the flow, the cycle of giving and receiving. And what you receive often does not come from the people that you give to. So let go of that expectation and just allow yourself to receive, no matter where that is coming from. It is opening you up to love, opening you up to the love that is already there for you. And I have a host of angels working with you right now to open you up to that love, to bring you that peace of mind, that knowing that you deserve love, that knowing that you are a good person, that knowing that other people do not determine your value. That knowing that you are loved, accept it, live it, allow it. We love you.
Okay,
that's
what I'm
going to tell you. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, great.
I should work on that.
All you have to do is just sit back, relax, do some deep breathing, and let go.
Yep, no expectations.
Well, one of the things that we often do is we decide that something is us. Like if you have a food that you particularly like from a particular place, you decide mm-hmm. that meal at that restaurant is part of you. And if you ever go to that mm-hmm. restaurant and they've changed their menu, you take it personally because that was you that they were messing with.
Right.
But it wasn't.
Right.
That was just your perception of it. So it's the same kind of thing when you're doing charitable goods to others. If you are taking it personally and making it part of you, you're setting yourself up for disappointment. So don't do that.
Right. No, that makes sense. Easier said than done, but I will work on it.
Okay. All you have to do is just let go. You know, ask the angels to help you, and they will. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling, Karen.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Okay, our next caller is from area code 561, and then we have two chat room calls. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. This is Lena. How are you?
I'm fine, Lena. How are you?
I'm all right. I wanted to see what you guys have any messages for this year for me.
Okay. Let's see what we
get. Hi, Lena. It's Casey. Happy 2018.
Happy 2018.
Hi,
how are you?
I'm doing great. The Angel of Luck is right here with me just for you to let you know that, you know, this is going to be a beautiful year for you. 2018 is going to be filled with luck. And look ahead to the days, you know, and you're going to see how beautiful it is. Okay? So you're asked to just, you know, go with the flow. Don't fight anything. You know, when you go with the flow, you're going to see how easily things happen for you. Sometimes we've got to, like, give up control because there's going to be something better than you could have imagined coming your way, Lena. You've got to trust that the universe knows best and life is never supposed to be hard. So just let go and go with the flow, and you're going to find that you're going to be where you're supposed to be in 2018. But the angels are saying, Lena, there's something great coming your way for 2018, okay?
What
and
is it?
Now, during this year of 2018, are there friends or family that are sort of contributing to anxiety in your life?
Oh, big time.
Okay, so you've got to see, you know, about making changes in that regard. Okay, and if they're not people that you can talk to, the angels suggest that you take a little break from them. Okay, and that'll give time for relationships to heal, Lena.
Yeah, they've been giving me a lot of anxiety. They've been trying to push me, or they act like I'm 15 years old. I can't make my own decisions, and I'm going to be 56 years old, and I don't do well with somebody trying to tell me how to run my life when they can't even run. You know, it's just
got to watch now. Like,
go ahead.
Okay, you've got to watch now in the same regard that you're not holding on to, like, anything that's affecting you physically. Because your mental state and your physical state are very, very closely related.
They are. I know. Yesterday I was getting chest pains from the anxiety.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting some good news for you. Money is coming your way in 2018, and you're going to have more than you need, okay?
Because my niece lives in Arizona, and she asked me if I wanted to move there, and I just don't know. I mean, I think it might be a good opportunity. I'm just really a little nervous about making that transition. My car is not doing well. I need a new transmission, and I'm not working, and I am just really beside myself.
Okay, well, Jesus is here, and invite him in. He wants to help you to, you know, find the clarity that you need in regard to that situation. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the transition to Arizona would work? I mean, I lived in Florida 33 years now, and I mean, I love living in Florida.
You know what, Lena?
The economy is not that good.
But if you want it to work, it will work. This is your life.
Yeah.
This is your call. If you want it to work, can it work? Yeah, it can work. And I'm getting, you know, it could be a good change for you.
Yeah, but I'm just so afraid. In case it doesn't work out, I feel like I might be stuck there. And that's far from Florida. That's that's pretty far from Florida. You know, it's almost California. And
right.
You know, it's not like
okay,
it's
so
you've
got to really
state
think
over.
About what you're wanting, and you've got to let go of the negative aspect, is what the angels are saying. Because you have fear and you have limited thinking, and it's not helping you to make a clear decision, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just please think about, all the good that you're wanting. And keep focusing on it. Focus on what you want, and like I said, not the lack of it. And sort of give yourself a little space between you and negativity, okay?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I've been cutting off communication with my family. I mean, I don't like to do that, but they're so, I don't know, they just, I feel like we speak a different language. I always felt like that, to be honest.
Just know, Lena, your desires are manifesting, so just think about what you're wanting and not what you're not wanting, okay? And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, and happy, happy 2018. God bless you, hon.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Lena, here's what Jesus wants to say. My beloved one, so much of your situation is very similar to a previous caller. You have taken things and made them personal. You take your family and you make them personal. You take where you live and you make it personal. That means that you form an attachment to it. So that if you have an opportunity that would help you, that would change your life, you're afraid to take it because it's outside of your comfort zone. We want you to let go of these things that you have made personal. It doesn't matter where you live. This is your life, and you are creating it. So you need to decide what kind of life you want to create. If you want a life filled with turmoil and drama and upset, then continue to make these things personal, and you will guarantee that that is the life you will have. But you deserve so much more. You deserve a life that flows with grace and ease. You deserve a life where you are happy, where you are prosperous, where you are loved, where you are valued. But those are things that you must believe about yourself in order to allow them into your life. So we want you to really look at what it is you believe about yourself. And if any reasons pop into your mind as to why you can't, know that those are things that you have created and taken personally. It's not the truth. It's your decision. You are more powerful than you know. You always have been. You always will be. So if you want to change your life, then let go. Let go of those things that you've made important that actually bring you all of the trauma and drama. Let go of all of that and start accepting what you truly desire. Start accepting what is good for you. Start accepting a life that you can love. All things are possible. They truly are. Even for you, all things are possible. We love you. And we sincerely hope that this year you truly allow yourself to love you. Be well, my beloved. Be well.
Okay,
that is what he wanted to share. All right, well, have a great day, Lena.
Thanks, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so Queen in our chat room wants a message for 2018. So what are you getting for Queen?
Hello, Queen. Happy 2018. I have the Angel of Faith standing next to me. And really helping you to have faith that, you know, things are going to be wonderful in 2018. Okay, I don't know if you've had a little bit of doubt or maybe you're fearing the changes that lie ahead, but this beautiful angel is asking you to, you know, stay in a positive state. You're going to have peace within. You're going to have courage to follow through on your dreams. And you're going to see how 2018 is going to be brighter and more beautiful than you could have ever expected. I'm getting the word prosperity around you, and prosperity just keeps growing and growing and growing. And this is saying, Queen, all your needs are taken care of, and they're going to continue to be taken care of. Just keep honoring that beautiful calling of your soul. Do not think of, like, thoughts of lack, because it brings about, of course, more lack. Think only of abundance. Let go of any kind of struggle. Honor the what you feel within your heart. That's your passion. It's your purpose. And I'm getting, you're going to have success, and there may be a windfall of money. And if you've been asking for money, the money that you've been asking for is coming. So please know that you're provided for in all different ways, and at times let others help and take care of you as well. And Barbara, that's what I have for Queen.
Okay. Let's see what Jesus wants to say to you, Queen. Okay, I'm hearing the song from The Wiz. I don't know the name of the song. Something like, can you feel a brand new day? Can you feel a brand new day? Okay. And then I'm seeing that whole set, you know, with all those people and all those colors and all that rich fabric. I always see rich fabric with you. And lots of gold and, oh, just jewel tone colors. Okay. It is what Jesus wants to say. Beloved one, your life is opening up. It's opening up more and more. You know this. You feel it. You are living it. We want you to continue to allow this opening. This is the opening of your heart. This is the opening of the truth of you. And this opening is going to bring more and more opportunities into your life. Opportunities to have an amazing impact on others. Opportunities to see your life transformed. Doing for other people. It's about truly living who you are. That is the stage that you are at. Now, this will have a wonderful impact on other people, but it's about you. It's about you really being you and totally accepting and loving yourself, which means you're totally accepting and loving all others. And so there are no problems. There are no issues. Everything is just an opening for you to go deeper, to become more, to live more, to the amazing beauty, the magnificence of you. And what could be better than that? Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you. All right, and our other question is from Rose Quartz, and Rose Quartz wants to know, Ladies, what can I look forward to in the new year with regards to love and career? So, DC, what are you getting for rose quartz and love and career?
Well, the first thing I'm getting rose quartz is, I guess it's in regard to career, and we have the angel of talents with us. And this beautiful angel is talking about your beautiful talents, your beautiful gifts. I don't know, are you expressing these gifts fully? Maybe there's a little bit more that you have to share with the world, and maybe this angel could come in and help you to really work on those talents and help them grow and express them a little bit more. You have something very unique, and you use it in a unique way as well, is what the angel is saying. Okay, so please express yourself, whether it's, you know, painting, or if there's something that brings you joy, just do that, and that's going to help you to figure out what it is that the angel is talking about. But you've got to just, you know, ask, what would give me the most joy, you know, when I express myself in my life? And the angel is going to help you figure that out. And she's standing next to the angel of synchronicity. These two, you know, they work together as well. And she wants to help you to find the easiest way to bring joy into your life, as well as enlightenment and, you know, positive experiences for 2018. Now, I have to look in their area of love. Oh, my goodness, that's always a good one. Let's see. Area of love for rose quartz. I love the name. And I hope that, you know, you do have a beautiful rose quartz stone. I had one that I had given to a friend that was a beautiful rose quartz heart. Oh, my gosh, it was beautiful. And that's what I'm seeing for you with the area of love. Okay. What I'm getting is you've had obstacles in regard to love, and you can overcome them, rose quartz. And I'm sort of getting you've got to learn to say no. I don't know if that makes any sense to you. Okay. Let me see what they're showing me. I'm getting, you know, you're going on this beautiful journey in 2018 to find that ideal, you know, soulmate. And you're going to meet someone who is very protective and compassionate, yet gentle, and very stable and dependable, and a very loving individual. And I'm getting the word perfect person for you. So I do believe that you're going to find love in 2018, but make sure that you're loving yourself first and you're doing, you know, things for you that you would do for others. And make room in your heart and in your life, you know, for this person when they come in, or otherwise it may not turn out the way that you expect, okay? So love yourself first. Do what brings you joy. And you've really got to be able to put 100% into your love life. In other words, love in itself is sort of like another job. You've got to put the same kind of effort into love that you would into work. But everything is going in a positive direction. And just to affirm, everything always turns out perfectly in my life, because it will. And Barbara, that's what I have for rose quartz.
Wonderful. Well, okay, let's see what Jesus wants to say. Oh, and if you are in the chat room and you've been writing messages to me, unfortunately, my screen froze like 30 minutes ago. So if you've written anything in the last 30 minutes, I haven't seen it, because it's showing me the same thing that it was showing me before. Okay, here is what Jesus wants to say to you, Rose Quartz. Beloved one, you are beginning to have a deeper understanding of yourself, of your life, of your creation. We hope that you will let go of the things that you have decided are important. And it's not that we're not saying that anyone shouldn't have anything that's important, but when you make something important, then you attach those emotional strings to it. And if something happens to your important thing, then you get all emotional and upset. Not making it important doesn't mean that wonderful things can't happen. It just means that it doesn't have that effect on you physically. You can say, yes, wonderful. Or you can say, oh, okay, I'll move on. Without getting all bogged down in any negative emotions that are overriding you. Or getting so addicted to any positive emotions that you keep trying to make those positive emotions come again and again and again and again. This is why we tell you not to get attached. It's not that we don't want you to have things that you really enjoy. Please do. But don't make them so important that they determine how you feel. So we want you to open up to allowing your life to be so much more, to allowing the love that is there for you. And there is love there for you. And you will have choices. You will have several choices. And you can choose the one that you resonate with the most. The one that makes you feel most alive. The one that makes you become a better version of yourself. Because that's what love is all about. Love helps you to grow. So if you meet someone and you think, oh, this is the one, and you look at the way that one works in your life, and you find that that one actually cuts you off, makes you smaller, that's not love. That's fear. That one go. Find the one that helps you become more. Things in your life are going to change. But that's a good thing. It's not something to be afraid of. Open up to these changes because it's part of your evolution, your growth. Open up and accept and then move forward. Don't become attached. Just let it be whatever it's being. That acceptance is part of the unconditional love. Letting go of the need to change everything. Letting go of the need to judge everything. Letting go of the need to be upset by everything. That's all about you coming more and more into the unconditional love, which you are. This will be a great year for you. Open your heart and let yourself soar. Okay, that's what he wanted to share. And since I now can't even see the chat room on my screen, I have no idea if you guys are responding, so I will assume you're not. And those are all of our callers for today, DC, so we are finished.
Wow, what a beautiful, beautiful day together, Barbara. I have my fill of vitamin G, and I just feel so energized. Thank you.
Me too. I just love connecting with all of our wonderful callers.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Okay. And I'm supposed to say this, so I'm not sure exactly how I'm supposed to say this, but I'll let them say this, and then I don't have to worry about it. Okay, here goes. When they talk about not being attached, it is something that they've shown me how to do and something that I do when I'm working with people, when I'm working with the callers, when I'm working with people that I know. When I'm working with you, when I'm giving you the message and doing the healing work or whatever it is that I'm doing, in that moment, I am kind of in the oneness of being with you, of your energy. And when that moment is finished, it's over. And I don't think about it again. There's no I don't worry about it. I don't wonder, oh, my gosh, did it work? Are they getting better? And I don't have thoughts like that because there's no attachment, because I'm simply living in the moment, doing what I need to do when I need to do it. And when I'm finished doing it, I move to what I'm supposed to do next. And that's what he's talking about when he's saying not to become attached, not to become attached to things or people or situations or circumstances. Because the more attachments you have, the more you're setting yourself up for experiencing the negative emotions if the things that you attach to are not happening the way you expect. I hope that makes sense to everyone. I hope it makes sense to me. Okay. Life is interesting. All right. Thank you, everyone, for calling in and listening, and we will be back next Tuesday. And we send you all lots and lots of love. And we hope that everyone gets to stay warm because it's been so incredibly cold. Ah, but it's getting better. Thanks, DC, for being on the show today. I love you.
I love you too, Barbara. I love everyone that calls in as well. They're such beautiful people. God bless everyone.
Bye-bye, everybody.